In these evening meetings over the next number of months, we want to release other people, maybe who haven't spoke publicly quite so often, to have the opportunity to now begin to speak into the heart and life of church. And so it's just great. So it's great that Steve is going to be sharing tonight. So bless you. And
bless you. Thank you. I tried to put the water in there for some reason, isn't it? Oh, good evening, everybody. And like Adrian said, I just want to thank everybody here at this amazing place of worship, because over the last 2 years, I can't believe, sometimes you get to a position in your life where you can look back and I can't believe what God's done for my life and my family life and for other people's lives who he's touched through us. And everybody that's here, through either talking or private conversations we've had, has really lifted us, has really helped us focus on the love of Jesus. And you've really helped us over the last 2 years grow as a person. I did consider myself, before I came to Oasis, to be a Christian. And then when I was reading through a journal Bible, it said something about when you're a disciple, it's because you're always learning. You've got a hunger and a desire to learn. And I believe before I was a Christian because I had faith. And this is me personally. I think I was a Christian because I had faith. But now Jesus has set us on fire. He set us on fire. And I'm a disciple of his because I want to learn more. I crave and I hunger to know more. And I'm sure there's many of us like that are here tonight. We all know I've got a background in football. And I was away on an FA conference. We have to study. And I spent a five-hour course taking about two or three pages notes, and when I look back on it, none of it was football. It was all about talking about God, and I can't help but pick up the flow, and God seems to be flowing, and I thank God on Father's Day for being a good father. And when I look at that up there, let it flow, let it grow, let it go. I know my daughters will probably start singing Frozen when we get to the let it go bit, but I was in a conversation with Adrian. And we'd prayed, we'd talked, and we were just really wrapping things up and going about our everyday life. And I wasn't even aware that I said those words to Adrian in some format of let it flow, let it grow, let it go. But Adrian picked up on it straight away, and he encouraged me to write it down. And I think without him doing that, it would have been lost tonight, because it was a conversation. So I wrote these words down and I took it away and I prayed over it and I read magazines, I read the Word, I read Every Day with Jesus, I read the Bible, I studied the Scripture, I prayed again, time alone with God, and something started to flow. Something started to grow and something started to go. And you're going to have to forgive my wobbly voice because although I'm talking the talk tonight, this is about walking the walk as well, and it's very real. To the life that I've been living. I don't think I could speak here unless it was real. And, you know, hopefully it will touch people tonight. Hopefully it will open hearts of people tonight. And I think it will open hearts because it's the Word of God. It isn't the Word of me. And, you can't believe sometimes what he delivers to you. I don't know whether it's just me, but when you're flowing with rivers, I felt for 2 years that I've been flowing with the rivers of Jesus' love. And again, I don't know if I'm the same here, but I reached a point where there's a barrier there. The rivers have reached a dam. And I know I love Jesus. And I know the rivers of love are flowing through Jesus. And I can't work out why that I've reached this dam. And we all know what a dam is. A dam prevents the waters from flowing. The dam prevents us going forward with the flow. And being a sports coach, I recognised that this was a hurdle. I recognised that this is something that I needed to get over, and I didn't really get it. And Michael Jordan, the famous basketball star, he always used to say, when you come across a brick wall, you either go round it, over it, or through it. And being a Christian, I thought, I'm not going to take any of those options, but I really need to retreat to the cross. I really need to go to the tree of wisdom, the tree of hope, to see what God was saying. And, you know, the tree of hope and God. I mean, the Word of God is the fountain of life. And when you believe in Jesus, rivers of living water will flow from within you. And you can see the scripture behind anyone who's got the Bibles, John 7:38. You know, God knew us all before he formed us in the mother's womb. He's created us all with a magnificent side. And, you know, he wants us to live a life that of huge potential. And the only problem is we spend most of our lives trying to control how we act, what we do and what other people think of us. And all those attempts of control just simply hold us back from living the purpose of what God wants for us. It's just like placing shackles on our hands and feet, as it restricts movement. And it could, all these forms of attempted control, you know, they could have catastrophic effects on your friendships and your mental and physical health. And, you know, there's something dangerous and inhibiting about the word control. I know you hear so many people say, I want to take control of my life. I want to start living the life my way. But I really think control's a dangerous word. It inhibits us. It restricts us. It holds us back. It's like a life that's bottled up, restrained and held back. And I think tonight, I just need to highlight, as we all know, the difference between living in the flow and going with the flow. Because sometimes in their life, people say, you know, oh, happy-go-lucky, just go along with the flow. But when you go along with the flow, you're just happy to let other people make the decisions. You're happy to sit back. You're happy just to take a busman's holiday and go wherever. Whatever anyone says to you, you accept. You do. You take no responsibility. You're just simply going along with the flow. And when you're living in the life of the flow, you accept Jesus, only Jesus. You accept Jesus as your standards. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light that shines within us. And I know for me, if there's one way, I certainly don't want to go with the flow. I don't want to be easy going. I want to live in the true flow of Jesus and discover the true potential that is created inside. And that's the same for all of us. We've all been made with a magnificent side, you know, and God wants us to discover that magnificent side. And the flow is, the flow compared to the control is complete opposite. You know, like I've said earlier, control just grabs hold of your life and restricts you. And of course, there's other forms of control as well. There's other forms of control, and there are giants that loom in on our horizons. There are giants that live inside of our body and attack us. And, you know, these giants can be better known as the giant of fear, jealousy, revenge, self-pity, resentment, unhealthy lust and desire, pride, and shame and self-pity. They're giants that all get hold of our inner being. The giants that all attack us. And like it says up there, you know, giants, you know, the intimidators, they're angry, they're notorious killers that are threatening us with terror. And they're trying to affect our spiritual attack. But the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, you know, they have divine powers to destroy strongholds. And I really believe, when these giants are roaring inside our very inner being, you know, it's like spaghetti junction in your mind. There's a pathway going this way, going that way, going the other way. Your heart beats faster. The blood is going around your body at an unhealthy pace. Sometimes your face can go totally red. It plays such a massive part on your vision. It plays such a massive part on confusing the mind. And these are how giants affect us. And our body simply doesn't know how to deal with it. I have come to the conclusion by praying with Jesus that our body doesn't know how to deal with these giants because we weren't designed that way. When God designed us, he designed us to love. Love is what he made us for. To love one another. To love to reach out. To love to overcome evil of giants that attack us. And I can tell you, most of those giants, in fact, all of those giants, over the period of my life, I've had to fight all of them. In fact, over the last few months, I've had to deal with at least half of them that have been really attacking me, really having a go at me in lots of different ways. And, you know, the way we're going to overcome giants as Christians, and many of you will know this, it's Jesus. It's the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Because the perfect love of Jesus casts out all fear. You know, we've got an eternal Father, and his plans are to prosper each and every one of us. And the self-surrender, just by surrendering ourselves to the Lord, what a difference that can make to our spiritual growth, because we are united as one body of Christ. You know, united we stand as one body. And what a big body in humanity globally we can be when we stand up to Christ, stand with Christ. And of course, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that freedom makes us spiritually strong. It strengthens us, it heals us, it gives us the courage, and it completely outweighs every giant that's going to attack us. And like the little shepherd boy, David, who took on the mighty of Goliath. Goliath intimidated the camp of Israel for 40 days. But then came the 41st day. And I pray for anybody here today that if this is your 41st day, yeah, then today we can do battle with those giants and lay them and put them to the rest straight away and bring them back down. And God wants us to place our hands into the cool, tranquil waters. And he wants us to get ready to do battle with these giants face to face and eye to eye. And from the cool waters of God's provisions, he wants us to reach for the smooth, soft, gentle stone of truth. And as we place that in our sling with self-surrender, the third and vital part of our battle, the third and final part of our inner battle is with God. It's not just the stone and the sling that will save you. It's the mighty power of Jehovah. It's the mighty power of God who's fighting our battles, just like we sing in the song with everything that we do. And, you know, and watch how these giants can fall, because the opposition takes great delight from stopping the saints from praying. And with open-eyed honesty and the presence of the Lord, with the gifts of prayer, watch how these giants can come tumbling down. Watch how these giants can be slayed forever. Obviously, depending on what battle we're doing, we might need different stones in our sling. You know, for example, if we're fighting revenge, we might need the stone of forgiveness. But by slaying these giants, you free yourself. You free yourself and empty yourself to grow in faith. You know, when I said earlier, I reached the dam. I pray nobody else has reached that same dam as me. But when I reached that dam, I knew that there was something wrong and Jesus put me safe. And the walls that were holding the water back can now, with these giants, completely be taken away. And these stumbling blocks can be used as a stepping stone for us to find our freedom in Christ. Because, you know, we don't control our magnificent side. It's a gift from God. And, you know, God, for I know I have plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. Plans to give you a future. And you don't control your way. You let it flow your way. And it happens when you stop controlling and you just put your hands in Jesus. You know, God's given us all gifts. Yeah, and each of us should use whatever gifts that we've received to serve others as faithful stewards, as God's grace and God's glory in its various forms. And by embracing these unique gifts and talents and surrendering your heart to Jesus, it'll help you live in the flow. By placing your hopes and your dreams in the hands of the Lord with sincerity and trust, with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. And I'm always most encouraged, you know, when you see new Christians come into a relationship with Jesus, because it reminds me of when I begun, so many people were coming up and they were so encouraging, saying how much you've changed. And you do see instant behavioral change in people when they come to Christ. But it's not just about new Christians. When you're speaking to the mature Christians, you can see that they're not conforming to patterns of this world. You know, there's so many things that are happening in the world, but good, mature Christians are not getting drawn into the tabloids and in the press, or the way we talk on the streets. You know, we're thinking of ways that we can love, thinking of the ways that we can serve Jesus. And, you know, God will reveal the hidden you. He'll show you your best self underneath all the layers of conformity and expectations. And you've got to encourage that better self waiting inside of you to flow towards Jesus, who will cleanse you, he'll heal you, he'll nurture you and love you. And, you know, and he'll show you that better self and encourage you to flow with the waters and streams and lakes and rivers of life. And you know, here tonight, you know there's a magnificent side in all of you, just beneath the surfaces, waiting to come out and flourish and change the world in your own unique and positive way. And whether big or small, God's will be done. You know, I'm confident here tonight, looking at all of you, that God will complete what he has begun and us all as his faithful children. Because Jesus teaches us not to lead, but to follow. Not to master, but to be servants. Trusting in his goodness, his greatness, and not our own abilities. Trusting in the gifts that he's ordained us with and powered by the Holy Spirit. God will pour out his spirit on all people. And our job isn't to prove Jesus. Our job isn't to prove God. It's to experience God. It's to experience his love. Experience his miracles. Experience how he touches, how he changes, how he moves people's lives. Because our relationship with God is an experience. And God wants us to embrace our potential today and each and every day. And therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation and start living life in the flow. So if we just take back of looking in the flow, so it's the stone of truth, the sling of self-surrender, open-eyed honesty in the presence of the Lord. And when we're free like that, we can truly start to go, because the kingdom of God is within us all. You know, it's just like yeast in bread. You know, no one can deny the effects that yeast has on bread. It works deep inside the dough. It's only microscopic in size, but no one can deny how that dough with the yeast blooms and grows and rises into beautiful, splendid bread. And bread is an essential part of our everyday life. You know, it's what we need as one of our special dietary requirements. And Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is working first on the inside, deep down in our heart. As new Christians, as mature Christians, it continues to work. It continues to help us grow with his purpose, like the yeast growing deep. Jesus is working in our heart, and he's growing in us. He's working throughout our very inner being, and he's helping us grow. He's helping us rise. He's helping us grow as disciples. And, you know, you can be no further encouraged than how the Gospels continue to spread throughout the world now. When you think 2,000 years ago, it begun with a chosen 12 in an obscure corner of Galilee. Jesus is part of our bread. You know, like Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I know there's many people here today just like me, since coming to this wonderful place of Christian worship. You know, I hunger and thirst for Jesus. You know, the more he calls, the more I pray, the more I want. And you keep feeding and you keep drinking, because what he's given you is good for our diet. Because Jesus is saying, I'm essential for life. You know, Jesus is spiritual food that brings eternal life. And coming to Jesus involves making a choice. It means forsaking the world and following him. It means believing in Jesus and placing our trust and faith in him. That Jesus is who he says he is. That he will do what he says he will do. And that he is the only one who can. Amen. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That always moves me so much, like the Lord's Prayer. Because what Jesus is saying, come to me, follow me, and I might do it. I may do it. I'll consider doing it. Or maybe if you follow me a bit more, I might do it. It's a real positive statement. I will. Anything you ask in my name, I will do. As our relationship grows with the seed of God's love, which has been given with us with great plans and purpose, and feeding with the daily bread, you know, it'll help keep us in the flow of God's love. You know, as we grow towards his plans and purpose, and as God's love flows and grows, God wants us to release the love and gifts for us, and he wants us to let it go. So if we just take a moment just to look back, the kingdom of God is within all of us. The kingdom of God is forever growing. You know, God will pour out his spirit on all people. You know, when I came to this church and I spoke to my wife about it, we've all been born with great abilities. God's given us all abilities to fulfill that task. But when you declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, when you come to Jesus, Jesus then in return gives you these gifts. And when you're trusting on your own abilities, you're trusting in your own ways. But when you open your heart for the gifts that he's given, you can truly start to go out to serve others, to serve and change the world, because it's no longer about yourself and your own abilities that you're trusting on, but your heart is open and you're receiving the gifts that God has given. And when you find your flow, you're truly living in the life of Jesus. And as your relationship grows, you know, it's far too good. He wants us to release it. He wants us to share it. He wants everything from our heart to go out and change people and help people. You know, it's far too good to keep. We've got to share the love of Christ wherever we go. And therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, greatness and patience, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. You know, if anyone here tonight has a grievance against somebody else, forgive them. Even if it takes 1,000 times, forgive them the way the Lord forgave you. And above all these virtues, what God is saying is put on love. Put on love which binds them all together in perfect unity. And as our love for God grows and our relationship grows, God wants us to let go of past hurts. You know, let go of giants that are intimidating our spiritual growth. And trust God, our great counselor, because God will heal us and God will set us free. And each and every one of those giants that we looked at, we could spend 6 weeks talking about those giants. They're so in depth, but all of those giants can be laid to rest with the love of Jesus. And as we leave here tonight, and as we leave church on Sunday, or whenever we leave our houses of prayer after coming to God, we're entering the mission field. The mission field of life to serve God, to listen to his purpose and change life, change people. And I really believe that if all of our actions come from grace and love, then God can do the converting. You know, we can bring people to God just by loving, just by reaching out to people. And if all of our actions stem from love and honesty and kindness, then whatever the result of our actions, we've brought worth, we've brought value to each and every day of the week. And believe me, trust me, even though we may not see the work of what we've done, yeah, that will be shared. I always believe if you're going to share a smile, yeah, share a smile and leave the room a happier place. Because you know what? The next person I really believe is going to share that smile. You know, it's not doom and gloom out there. It's fantastic. It's life because God is in control. God is guiding us, loving us, carrying us towards his purpose and the bigger picture. So let's continue to share the love of Jesus wherever we go. Let's continue to live life in the flow. And as we flow, let God grow. And as he grows, let him go throughout the world to change the world in your own unique way with the love of Jesus shining from your heart. Amen. May we pray? Oh, dear God, I just feel so blessed to be part of your children here at this wonderful place of Christian worship. We're so blessed, dear Lord, to be your chosen children. And we just ask you tonight, dear Lord, to let the Spirit come and work through us, within us, and around us. Cleanse our hearts, nurture our hearts, fill our hearts with your purpose. Dear Lord, we know that we can only truly live life in the flow of you and your holy Son, Jesus, if we let go of controlling forces, any self-attempt where we're trying to direct our path, and any giants that may be ripping havoc into our inner being. Dear Lord, I pray for all your children here tonight at Oasis Christian Center, and I pray that if any of your children are dealing with the giant of fear, that we lift those fears to you, that you can comfort them. Maybe the fears are about work, maybe they're about money, maybe they're about relationships, or just your concerns about the state of the world. Be encouraged that most of our fears are just unhealthy imagination. Lots of our fears don't come to fruit. So let God work out the real ones from the imaginary ones, and let the imagination go. Don't let the fears in the mind prey on us, but let Jesus take them away and keep our eyes, when we feel the giant of fear attacking us, Let us focus on your love, dear Jesus, and know that we're under spiritual attack because you care for us and you love us and you want to change us. And I pray, dear Lord, if any of us, like myself in the past, have been dealing with the deceitful giant of jealousy, we pray the giant of jealousy is brought down once and for all. Jealousy is envy, which can quickly turn to the dangerous disease of resentment caused by a deep love of self. Let the light of Jesus illuminate our soul where the radiance of our purpose is found in you, dear Jesus. We pray that our hearts can be other people-centered and not self-centered. Let us only compare ourselves with you and your Son and accept Jesus as our standard. And dear Lord, we just pray if anyone is dealing with the giants of lust and desire. Desire is a God-given gift. Encourage your children to know that. You know, God, you've given us a wonderful gift with the pleasure of creation. And we pray that Jesus will save any wandering thoughts. Desire and lust is a problem only of the head and not a physical one. And may lives not be shipwrecked by wrong thoughts and actions directed towards wrong people. Dear Lord, if we can't change the winds, teach us to redirect the sails to safe waters. Because a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. We pray that we keep our eyes on Jesus. Sex is not our master. Jesus is. And we pray for anybody that may be dealing with the dangerous, dangerous titan of revenge. We lift up the giant of revenge to you, praying for the stone of forgiveness. Revenge is a terrifying titan that attacks the mind. We pray for anybody who has received a cruel blow or an attack that has intentionally tried to hurt them. Forgiveness, whether received or not, is always the best action. Free anyone feeling the bitter taste of revenge, dear Lord, and set them free. Let this giant come down once and for all and behead him. Let him be gone so you can love and be free. Dear Lord, I pray for the giant that may be looming on the horizons of other people's soul here tonight, of shame and self-pity. Dear Lord, dear children, are the voices of shame or self-pity echoing across the valleys of your soul right now? Have you got friends who are hearing these voices that are echoing into their soul from the valleys? You can't do that. Remember what you did in the past. You call yourself a Christian? Let us pray for freedom. With the spirit of you, dear Lord, there is freedom. And with the stone of hope, we anchor ourselves to you, dear Jesus. Your Son will hold us fast. May the three cardinal virtues of our Christian faith flow through our veins from our heart, flowing with the love of Jesus, hope, faith, and above all, love. Because love is Jesus Christ in action. And dear Lord, the last giant that I wish to slay or put you in control of slaying is one that I know must have attacked everybody at some point in their lives. And it's the giant of pride. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. The deadliest sin of all is pride. If pride is looming in you, Jesus wants to help. Jesus wants to forgive. Jesus is calling out to your heart to recognize that pride is dangerous because it disguises itself. It can take on many forms. And if you don't know that pride is in your soul, just come to Jesus and say, Jesus, if pride is in there, he only a small trace of it, please let it be gone. Let this giant be slayed. And help us in slaying all these giants and learn from you, Jesus. Because by ourselves, we can't do anything. We seek not to please ourselves, but you. You are the one who sent your Son, Jesus Christ. You are the one that gave us a purpose. So send us to serve and love and please you. And we pray as the giant of pride is brought down, the victory is yours, God, and not our own. And we pray, dear Lord, that as these giants and these stumbling blocks have finally been removed, we remember we can use them as stepping stones to our freedom in Christ, to walk with you and flow with you love, with your purpose, with your true intentions to prosper us. Because it's such an honor to serve you, dear Lord. We love you. We follow you. We have faith in you. We cherish you. Have all of our heart. Have all of our way. And let's be a living sacrifice to serve you and your Son in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well done, Steve. Look, I wonder if we could just sing as we close. We're gonna have a drink in a moment or two. But with Steve's challenge, like if we could maybe stand together, we're gonna sing as we close together, and with Steve's prayer at the end, maybe just seal this challenge to us this morning. You can tell I'm hot and bothered. This evening, it's his challenge to us this evening about letting go. And there was something that Steve was talking about there. Something that struck me was that giants are felled when we let go. When David put his hand into that stream of love, it was a stream of love, of God's love, but it was a stream to him, and he picked up that stone of faith. It was as it was released that it felled the giant. And Steve has been talking and prayed eloquently at the end about those different giants, to just release them. And as we just open up our hearts to God's love, let's just release anything that would hold our hearts and minds right now, shall we? Shall we stand together? Let's just do that as we close. We're going to close this evening, but let's just let that go, as it were, and dip our hearts and lives into the stream of God's love. Just as David put his hand into the stream and picked out a pebble, and that pebble that he picked out, as Steve was speaking, was faith and hope and love. And then as he put it into the sling, he released it. When we release ourselves in God's love and release ourselves in faith, we're able to forgive. We're able to let go. We're able to see a release of God's heart and hand in our hearts and lives, and healing and hope. Maybe there's a person to be released. Maybe there's someone at work. Maybe there's something in our lives. Maybe there's a desire that we have. Maybe there's a broken dream. But as we dip into God's love, his heart of love, and then we release our hearts into his life, it's as if that sling we're loosed and the giant is felled, whatever that may be in our hearts and lives. And let's do that as we close and sing together and say, Lord, forgive. Lord, let me be released. I forgive them. I let go. I give my heart into that difficult financial circumstance. I just let my heart be released into you. And when we let go, there seems to be a flow of love that just immerses our lives. Should we do that as we just respond to what Steve has just prayed over us? And with this, we'll close. But let's just release ourselves into his heart right now.